Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Carrying on from last week's theme of looking at children and how important movement is in their life, today we're going to talk about whether it's possible for kids to learn, grow, move, and use their creativity while also listening to podcasts. Now, you've likely heard me promoting a kid-friendly audio service that's called Pinna on this podcast for the last few weeks. Well, in today's episode, I had a chance to chat with the CEO of Pinna to get to the bottom of why an audio service would be focused on children's education, imagination, and also their movement. So, my guest on the episode is Maggie McGuire. Like I said, the CEO of Pinna, a media company offering the first and only ad-free audio on-demand streaming service for kids. Now, Pinna produces and distributes breakthrough Pinna original podcasts and searches the world over for the very best audio programming that's created for kids 3 to 12 years old to bring into their expanding catalog and exceptional audio stories, songs, and podcasts. Now, a seasoned media executive, Maggie herself drove business strategy, content, and product development for children's media and publishing companies such as Scholastic and Nickelodeon that you may be familiar with. She began her career as a teacher and then recruiter for Teach for America, and led the team that launched the International Baccalaureate's Middle Years program in North America. She is also very well educated and holds an MA in Educational Theater from New York University and a BA in English Literature and Philosophy from Boston College. So, all right, enough of that. Let's dive into my conversation with Maggie, and I started out by asking Maggie what got her interested in kids' audio programming in the first place.
There is a through line. I have had a varied past, but the through line is kids. My passion for kids and for inspiring their imagination, their curiosity, and educating and entertaining them. So I was a teacher in New York City public schools a long time ago. And then I made a career move into the children's media and entertainment space, first in television. And then, you know, over the last 20 plus years have played a role in bringing luminary brands for kids to life across gaming, television, audio, interactive games, books. And so it's a natural fit to now be leading the charge at Pinna, where our goal is to inspire kids to imagine, use their own imagination, to bring stories to life through podcasts, audiobooks, and songs.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And it's particularly interesting to me that you've specifically taken on the role of not just entertaining kids, but educating them, getting their creativity and imagination going, but also getting their bodies moving, which is what really is the focus of what I want to talk to you about today. So, okay, why this emphasis on getting kids up and moving?
You know, as a former educator and someone who's been in children's media for quite a long time, who works alongside, you know, researchers, teacher consultants, and kids media producers, we've seen the effects, the positive effects of fitness and exercise and movement on kids' learning and development. And as we looked at Pinna's portfolio of audio programs that we create, so podcasts and audiobooks, one of our objectives was to think about all the different ways in which we can activate kids. So we've got some podcasts that get them shouting out answers to trivia questions or playing along with a game show or actually making art. And one of the, you know, items on our checklist was, how do we innovate in audio and create a movement show? A podcast that really is about getting kids up and moving. And from that seed of an idea, Hey Story Go, our podcast for preschoolers, was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that as a teacher, you would have witnessed the difference between a group of kids that were stuck in a chair all day versus the kids that were being more active. I guess, like, did you see a really big difference?
Absolutely. So, you know, a couple of the key things that we know, even from, you know, science, that movement and fitness and having an active lifestyle improves kids' concentration and attention. So as a classroom teacher, it was really clear that when we got up and stretched or moved in between, you know, moving from an ELA class to a math class, or once they got out into the playground and got to run around for 45 minutes or so and had a good meal, that they came back more ready and prepared to sort of settle into the next class or the next half of the day. We also know that physical exercise can aid physical and emotional stress. So it's a great outlet for relieving stress in kids, and it can help not only keep your body in shape, but also your mind and your well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even back in the 70s when I was in school, it was very, very evident that I could focus a lot more once I got up and moved my body. But then we didn't have all these alluring devices to keep us sitting still and staring at very exciting screens to look at. But sure, we had books and stuff like that we'd bury our noses in, but it's so much more alluring to use a device. So I know a lot of PINA's content is actually on a device, but is it still possible to get those kids moving even if they're using screens?
Yeah, the cool thing about PINA is while we are accessible through devices, smartphone, tablet, desktop, once you hit go, you can be riding a bike, you can be cooking, you can be getting up and moving and dancing to our Hey Sarah Go show, you can be building Legos because it's audio only. So we do talk a lot about the screen-free benefits of audio listening, right? It builds vocabulary, concentration and attention, stamina for listening over time, great listening skills. And we do really believe that there's an opportunity, especially now with the proliferation of screen-based entertainment and even screen-based learning, the school-to-home hybrid schooling that kids are now engaged in, to have some time during the day where you don't need a screen, where you can literally hit go and move and engage and maybe even sit back, chill, and daydream a little bit while you listen without a screen.
I love the idea of kids sitting back and chilling, but that is all wonderful. I think the combination of actually using those devices so it still feels like they're using the technology and having fun, but not necessarily just sitting there staring at it, is the perfect combo. It's really great.
Totally.
And who would have thought that kids could learn while they were doing something else?
Totally.
They don't have to be just there sitting and staring intently. And as you said, they could be doing Legos and riding a bike. And as long as they're listening to it, they're still getting the input.
Yeah. You know, kinetic learning is such a real thing for kids. There's, you know, kids learn in all different ways. Some have a tendency to be more visual learners or audio learners. Others are more kinesthetic learners. And so giving them choice is what we're all about. You know, not only choice in programming, but different ways to listen. For the kids that want to be fidgeting with something or working with their hands, you can still be listening. If you want to be cooking, you can still be listening. And if you want to get up and dance, you want to do a little exercise, you can still be listening. I actually listen to podcasts all the time while I'm exercising or going for a long walk. And I should share, we do kid testing for every single podcast we create before we even, green light the production. We do a kid test via a pilot episode. And we watched kids absolutely engaged 100% in Hey Story Go. They were up. They were trying to push the door open to the castle to let the prince through. They were pulling the ropes to make the sail go up on the pirate ship in our pirate party episode. They really, really believed they were part of that story. So it was really a lot of fun to see that it does come to life for kids.
Yeah. Now, okay, we've talked a lot about the learning aspect of things, but just having fun is a really big part of being a kid. And I listened to Hey Story Go, and well, I don't have kids, so I just put it on in the background while I was eating lunch, and it was really fun and really high energy. I can definitely see how the kids were getting excited to be involved in the story. The show really places a lot of importance on the kids actually getting involved. In fact, the narrators say that the story is not going to move forward unless the kids do the movement with them. And I can see how that can be really exciting.
Yeah, we're trying to innovate there by marrying how do you propel a story forward and really rely on and engage actively the audience, actively two ways, active listening, but also a call to action. Help me pull the ropes to make the sail come up. Now our pirate ship can set off on the sea. Help me climb down the ladder to get off the boat or dig the ditch to find the buried birthday present for our Barnacle Bill birthday party. So in kid testing, you know, kids are waiting for that sound cue we give them. We kind of teach them at the top of the story, you're going to hear this little cue. And every time you hear it, we're going to need your help. So get up and move. And, we're playing on the word move there. You're physically moving, but you're also helping to move the story forward. And then there's this great dance party at the end of every episode where you put all those quote unquote moves together into one big, you know, finale dance.
Now, I want to pick up on something you just said. Now, personally, I love to use the words move and movement instead of exercise, because exercise does have a certain stigma to it in our society. And we really do have a bit of reluctance to do exercise other than in a very specific place like a gym. But movement you can do anywhere. And that's just a wonderful message to be getting into kids at such an early age.
Thank you so much for saying that and for recognizing that. One of the things that we talked a lot about when we use that word movement is, you know, giving kids permission to move. Oftentimes they're in settings where like they have to be still or they have to be learning while they're very, you know, motionless. And we believe that there's a lot of benefits to getting kids up and moving, as we talked about earlier. Sort of harnessing their movement for learning's sake is really what we're trying to do in our podcast, Hey Story Go. And yeah, exercise feels for some kids like work.
Mm-hmm.
And we want this to be all about fun.
Yeah, and it is really fun. Okay, so on that topic then, whenever I have a guest on the podcast, I'd like to get three actionable tips from them. In this case, I'd love to hear your top three things that parents or alloparents can start doing with their kids to not only get their kids moving, but perhaps get themselves moving as well.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I'm a big believer that we are role models for our kids. So if we're emulating movement and exercise and the joy and fun of it, our kids will ultimately come along. So mm-hmm. Get out and go for walks with your kids, invite them on a bike ride over the weekend, have a dance party after dinner, and get up and move and turn on some great music that you love and introduce them not only to music, but to moving to the groove. Again, I think any opportunities, big or small. So also kind of, as we talked about before, not talking about exercise, but talking about like little moments throughout the day where you can get up and do something, stretch in between your homework moments, or instead of getting in the car to go those few blocks to school, take a walk to school on a beautiful day. So just getting out and really modeling all the different ways in which being fit and feeling really healthy by moving is good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. I love the giving permission to do movement aspect of that too. It's sad but true that we actually need to give our kids permission to move, because there are so many places that you go with kids that have rules like don't run here or stop jumping up and down, be quiet. And we really have so many restrictions on ourselves as adults as well, not just on our kids. It's almost counterculture to actually move during the day, which is something I talked about with Katie Bowman, biomechanist, in the last episode of Get Fit Guy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And now that we're in a bit of a remote work and living environments, right, I've encouraged even my team at Pinna to get out each day. Make sure that you're taking breaks, going for a walk, getting up from your desk, because we can feel very, you know, you're moving from your kitchen to your home office and back again. And to make sure that you're mindful that there's other parts of your day that, you know, you were once walking to work or getting on a subway or leaving the building for some air or a coffee. And we need to do that too, even in our remote circumstances.
Yeah, very well said. Now, we've both mentioned Pinna along the way, but where's the best place that people can find you and all these wonderful audio resources?
So folks can find out more about Pinna at www.pinna.fm. Or you can download our app at the Apple Store, Google Store, or Amazon App Store.
Very cool. Thank you, Maggie. And I can't wait to see this new generation of kids who grows up appreciating the devices, but also appreciating the movement. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Brock. It was so fun to be with you today.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening this week. And don't forget to tune in next week, because I'm going to be teaching you how to develop a good strong chest without investing in a whole bunch of really expensive and cumbersome equipment. So you won't want to miss that. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and move with your kids.